Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're 10 lines from the bottom of the words of Ta Shema. And we're at one of the proofs, again, trying to prove a challenge against Rav, whether or not it could be possibly that on the level of Daraisa, there's no such thing as a Mashke becoming Tameh. I just wanted to point out, because I wanted to get to it yesterday, I want to make sure I get to it today, so it's the first thing I'm going to do before we even continue the Gemara, because it's mamish, such hashkach, a lot of times you see a lot of hashkach in the daf, that the daf is up to a certain inyan, and you see that it's very nogeir, like Pesachim itself is going to finish for mamish right before Pesach, so it's mamish in Yom HaDiyom, where everyone's going to be able to make a siyum on Tanis Bechorim with the siyum on Masechta Pesachim. It's a very beautiful thing, it's a very big hashkach. So here too, this inyan, the Shaila over here, Achronim asked, Rav Eliyashiv has four different answers to this question, is that we see over here, according to Rav, that Mashkin are not Mekabel Tumah. We saw that Rabbi Elazar is going to hold up the way, and maybe it's only Darabanan. Different levels of Shailas and different Shintas we're going to see, and the Hemshech, the Gemara is going to continue this back on today's daf, until Yadzai, and we're going to continue that. So the question he asks is a very Pashut one, is that what was the Nes of Chanukah? How could it be that there was a Nes of Chanukah according to this Mandamar? If the Shemen can never become Tameh, because it's a liquid, liquids don't become Tameh according to the Shita, then how in the world was there a need for a miracle? There's no such thing as the Shemen ever becoming Tameh. So where's the whole idea of Chanukah according to this Shita? So Rav Yashiv gives four different terutzim. We'll go through them quickly. Rav Yashiv says the first one is maybe, this is a fascinating one, I thought this was Mamash Apella, is that maybe, right, the whole Gzera was a Din Darabanan. Midarabanan, they agreed, at least almost everyone agreed, that Midarabanan, there would be a Gzera on Mashkin, so it's only a level Darabanan, and we see how frum and how careful they were being, that the Yavanim Mamash wanted to uproot everything, and even to do a Mitzvah Darabanan, they were Moser Nefesh, and Hashem showed them their Medakdik B'Yoser, even for a Mitzvah Darabanan, and Rav Yashiv says, so Hashem gave them the miracle, even for this, just the Indian of the mitzvah of the Indian Darabanan to have Shem and Zayas that was totally tower, even on a Darabanan level. That is a fascinating shot. Then they quote based on Rashi, of Yashav and Zayak and Rashi, that when we say that the Mashkin of the Mizbeach is not Metame, Rashi only quotes the example of and Shemin Lemenachos. So Rashi doesn't quote Shemin of the menorah. So maybe in Echanami, that Shemin of the menorah is in fact not included in the Gzeres Hakasev, and really that Shemin is in fact going to be Metame on a level of Daraitza. Then he quotes another very interesting Shita, that maybe Rav Yashav says maybe it's because you could say that when a non-Jew comes into the Heichal, it's mafkia the kedusha, bal pritzim v'chalalu is the lashon that we say that they're mamash mechala the kedusha of the shemen, and they brought it out of its status of the shemen of Beit B'Machaya of the Mikdash, which is the Gzeres HaKosva. It says that it's okay, and therefore it lost its status of being something that's not Mekabel Tumah once it lost status of being the full Hekdesh level, and then when it shuv came back to being Tahor again, it was already in the state of Tumah and would no longer be allowed to be brought. So that is again different fascinating answer. I think there's one or two more, we don't have time for this idea, but a very fascinating shayla that comes up, Mamash Yom HaDiyom of Chanukah, what was the nes, according to this Manda Amar, that the Shemen was not necessarily able to be Mekabel Tumah. Fascinating question. Now the Gemara continues. Ta Shema. So we're again trying to challenge Rav and bring a proof against Rav to show you that there is Tumah in Mashkim, so in liquids. The Gemara says, V'nasa Aaron es avona kachin. The Pasuk says that with regards to the tzitz, that it's going to be on Aaron's forehead, that the Aaron should be able to literally bear the sin of the korbanos, the kachin. So this is teaching us that there's some sort of there's some sort of kapara that's given. If someone had brought something in an iser manner, the tzitz is going to give you kapara and make that korban, which is normally not acceptable, be acceptable. So the Gemara asks, which avera is this? That's all of a sudden going to be acceptable. Which sin is Aaron going to be mechaper, and it's going to be okay that you brought in such a manner? Im avon pigel, if you're going to say it's the avon of pigel. Now, normally pigel is something that a person thinks is chutz lizmana. A person thinks, I want to bring this korban. Usually, let's say, of one day and one night. So a korban chatas to eat. You have one day and one night to eat it. And he says, I'm going to eat it tomorrow night. I don't want it tonight. I need it tomorrow night. Wait till next night. That's called pigel. Iser deraisa. Iser, I think, karis to eat it. So that's usually when we say pigel. Here, actually, pigel means chutz le mekoma. Usually, that doesn't mean pigel, because it's not iser karis. It's iser, but it's not iser karis. Usually, we refer to pigel. It's usually chutz lezmana. Rashi points out that this pigel, specifically in our context, is going to be the pigel that if someone is doing you plan on eating it outside of the area of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's also pasul. So the Gemara says, but the pasuk says, "Arek for nemar lo yirate." The pasuk says already that it will not be accepted. So the tzitz is not going to make something which is explicitly said is not going to be acceptable to be accepted. Idav and Nosar, if it's something that's the Avera of Nosar, Nosar is the leftovers, which is something that needs to be burnt and Usar to be brought, you have to burn it. So that also, the Gemara says, it says, Harei Kasav Lo Yechashev, the Pasuk already in that context also tells you that it's not going to be accepted by Hashem. He's not going to think about it. He's not going to accept your offering of Nosar. So that's also tells you that's Pasul, and Hashem's not accepting it. Ha, Eino Nosar Elavon Tumah. It must be that the Tzitz is Mechaper, the sin of Tumah. So now the Gemara says, why? Because Shehuchim Mechala B'tzibor, we have an exception in regards to a tzibor, the population. That what is this concept? Rashi points out that we know that there's a concept of Tumah Hucha B'tzibor, in a situation that the tzitz is going to be Mechaper on something that specifically has a leniency in another context. And what is that other leniency? That we know the Pasuk says by Pesach, it said it has to be brought by Moado. And the Gemara is going to learn out on in the Laters, in the Ayans, the Gemara is going to learn out that if Rova Tzibor is Tameh, then everyone's allowed to be bring the Korban Pesach on the time of these Pesach and Yadalid Nisan. You could bring the Korban Pesach, even though everyone's Tameh. So we see that you're allowed. That's called Tumah Hucha B'tzibor. A person is allowed to bring the Korbanos in a state of Tumah. That's another Shaila Agav. If we pass in Tumah Hucha B'tzibor, do we pass in Duchi B'tzibor? Why? Because what at the end of the day was the big miracle with regards to Nes Chanukah. This is another question everyone asks on Chanukah. If you hold Tumah Hucha B'tzibor, so Shaila, whether we pass like that. But if you want to say Tumah Hucha B'tzibor, so what was the great Nes of Nes Chanukah? At the end of the day, they were allowed to use the Shemen Zayas that was Tameh. So that's the whole idea. They say that they wanted to be Mahadra. They wanted to Dafka do it Mahadra. That's why we have the whole mitzvah. It's the only time we ever have a mitzvah that's Mahadrin. Where do we find that the linked in the nature of the mitzvah is a Mahadrin? Where do we ever find that? Only Chanukah, that's Kufa, there's something that they specifically went out of their way. Okay, that was an Agav point. But either way, we see that there's a concept that when Rova Tzibor is Tumah, you can bring it in a state of Tumah. So we know that maybe you could assume by there, since something is brought in a state of Tumah, so too with regards to maybe if even a Yachid is bringing something in a state of Tumah, it's also going to be, the Tzitz is going to be Mechaper, and it's going to be acceptable, that Korban is going to be acceptable if Hashem. So now the Gemara is saying, which type of Tumah are we discussing that Hashem is going to accept? We accept that that's what it's talking about. If you brought up a Tumah, that the Tzitz is Mechaper, and a person who brings it is going to be, that Korban is going to be acceptable. That's a Shaila. On a Daraisa level, that's even if you did it on purpose, knowing it was Tameh, Lamaisa Darabanan, it's only where you didn't know it was Tameh, you'll get the Kapar. The Gemara says, my love, Tumah's dumb. So maybe which tumah we're talking about is the tumah of dam, sprinkling the dam on the mizbeach. That is something that's going to be, if you did it while in a state of tumah, that is going to, the tzitz is going to give mechaper you, and that's teaching us that normally dam is metameh on a level of daraisa. That's why we're bringing this whole thing up. The Gemara says, Amar Papa lo, tumas k'matzim. Papa says, no, the tumah Aaron is discussing over here is the kamitza of the mincha offerings. The kamitza is the type of thing that he would separate from the mincha. In that point, the person that would be doing the avod of the dam on a korban with an animal. Mincha is something that's only flour, so the komets needs the kapara of the kapara of the tzitz. That's referring over here, and not the dam. And therefore, because dam according to the shita is not able to be mekabel tumah, so we've come to an answer. So now the Gemara says. So now the Gemara wants to bring another kasha for Rav. Tashma, we can bring another raya against Rav from the Psukim in Chage. We're going to come to analyze on the next Amud as well, on Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to get to this analysis. Chagai was testing the Kohanim. He was in between Bayi Rishon and Bayi Sheni. So he was testing whether the Kohanim and Klal Yisrael really are ready to come back to the base of Mikdash. So he asks them the following question. In the Psukim in Chagai, it says, Hei nisa ish basar kodesh beknaf begadah. If a person is carrying a tumas, if he's carrying tumas of a sheretz, of a dead sheretz, so he's carrying a sheretz, which is an avatuma, in literally the corner of his garment, which means in his pockets, so then that, in change, then that garment touches the bread, so then, at that point, it's touching the bread, which is then going to touch nazir, touch a type of stew, which is touching an oil, which is then, rather wine, and then touching oil. So basically, he's asking them if something is four steps removed, the revi latuma, if you have the sheretz touching that, which then touches the oil, makes a sheni, which then touches the lechem, rather, makes a rishon, the nazir to the sheni, yai, and a shlishi, and shemen is going to be revi. So the question is the revi going to make it tameh? Hayikadesh, is it going to be problematic? Is it going to be metamez? Is it, Gemara says, vayanu akonim, vayomru, low. They said that it does not. So we didn't finish the answer yet. So the Gemara says again. So the Gemara was asking about Revi Bekodesh. We know that Revi Bekodesh is matame. So Rav points out. Amar Rav. Rav himself says Ishtabesh Kohanim. The Kohanim made a mistake by saying the oil is tar. According to Rav, the Kohanim asked whether the Kodesh should become a Revi, and they answered that it's not matame. Now wait a second over here. When regards to the Psukim and Chagai over here, we said that it's touching what? It's touching the sheretz is going to touch the lechem. That's fine. But nazid stew. Okay, let's assume that the stew is also not a liquid. Usually it is, but let's assume it's not fully a liquid. But yayin and shemen, there's no shayla. Yayin and shemen, wine and oil, is for sure liquid, yet that was part of the tumah of kachim. So we clearly see that this can be a revi bekodesh, is possible with regards to tumah of mashkim. Isn't that a question? We see liquids are being matame against the shita of Rav. So the Gemara answers, wait a second, me to have a time at El Rav. You're asking a question of Rav. Rav, there's no shayla, because Rav mashke beis mitbachaya tana. Rav taught, when Yosef ben Uezer said that liquids of are going to be tahor. So Rav understood that that meant, even right, that was machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel said it's matame achirim, and Rav said it was only itself to even to itself become tame, that they don't exist. That was only in Beit Mitbachaya. Only the blood, which was in the area where they shechted the animals, only blood and water are going to be tamer. However, Beit Mashke, Beit Madbachaya over here is reference to the Mizbeach. The liquids that were poured on the Mizbeach, meaning wine for Nesachim, and oil for the Menachos, and they're pouring the Shemen, so the different things that they would pour over there, those two things are in fact going to be Metame Lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Uezer. So that's what Rashi is, that's what the Gemara points out. Rashi just points out that this is also on a level of Derabanan still. That's all Derabanan. This is all a Shailan Derabanan. Midar Reisa, that we're assuming that everything is not going to become Metame. However, Be Midbachaya, on a level of Derabanan is going to become Tame. However, for us, our purpose is Midbachaya, though, are able to become Midbachaya we're not gozer because we don't want to increase tuma on kachim and all the things you're shechting over there. That was as far we gave yesterday. Mashke be midbachaya, but the things that you're bringing on the mizbeach, those things are in fact going to be matam on a level of derabanan. That's what Rashi points out, that this would be on a level of derabanan. So basically, we have just answered Rav, and you don't have a kasha. Now the Gemara wants to go back and analyze the psukim that we just quoted in Chagai. Gufa, let's go back and analyze the psukim in Chagai. Rav Amar Ishtavesh Kohanim. Rav says that the Kohanim made a mistake. Ushmal Amar Lo Ishtavesh Kohanim. The Kohanim did not make a mistake. Rav Amar Ishtavesh Kohanim. Rav says that the Kohanim made a mistake because Revi Bekodesh by Menayu Chagai asked them about a level of Revi Bekodesh. Vamrele Torah, and they said it's Torah, and that's not right. Ushmal Amar Lo Ishtavesh Kohanim. No. He didn't ask about a Revi. He asked about Chamishi Bekodesh B'Manayu V'Am Leitar. He asked about a Chamishi, which we're going to see. He's going to explain how Shmuel understands that it was a Chamishi. But Lamaisa, Shmuel says Chamishi, and we know that Chamishi, well, the Gemara is going to discuss this later, Chamishi B'Kachim. But Lamaisa, we don't accept Chamishi B'Kachim. No one says that you can have a Chamishi B'Kachim. So now the Gemara is going to analyze the Pesuk and Lefi the Shitas. Bishlam L'Rav, now I understand for Rav, Hainu Dechsev Arba, that the four different things are mentioned. Lechem, Nazid, Yain, and Shemen. That's Revi B'Kodesh. That's going to make a Revi. Ela Shmuel, wait a second. Where are you getting the fact that it's Chamishi Bekodesh? Where do we assume there was only four things in the chain? So how do you have more than a Revi Bekodesh? It wasn't asking about a Chamishi Bekodesh. The more answers, Miksi Venaga Knafo. It doesn't say that his garment of the corner of his garment is touching the bread directly, which implies the sheretz itself is touching the bread, making the bread a rishon. Vinaga bichnafo ksiv. It says that the sheretz touched his garment, which then in turn, machanaga bichnafo, and then that in turn was touching the lechem. So really, that was the two stages, so that really made the lechem a sheni. And then, if the lechem is only a sheni, then everything that followed that, the nazir would be a shlishi, yain would be a revi, and shemed would then in fact turn be a chamishi. So that's what's going on in the psukim according to Shmuel. That's why they didn't make a mistake. So the Gemara wants to, again, question Rav. The Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a raya against Rav from the following psukim. Again, we're still in the psukim of Chagai. The pasuk says by Chagai, Vayomer Chagai, im yiga tamei nefesh b'cholela. So then Chagai asks him the first question, now he asks him a second question. If you ask, if a tamei nefesh, so if an actual mace, of someone, an avatuma rather, someone who touched a mace, so he's an avatuma, if he touches that nazid, if he touches the yain, if he touches any of these things, what's going to be the din? Ra'itama, is it going to make it tamei? So the Gemara says, we know Kohanim tamei. They said, yes, in fact, that would become tamei. So this, everyone agrees that the Kohanim answered correctly. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al Shmuel. Now I understand, according to Shmuel, midahacha lo ishtabash, that according to Shmuel, the Kohanim didn't make a mistake in the first one because they asked about chamishi latuma. So then in this halacha also, hasam nami lo ishtabash, that in the second halacha over here, when a tamei meis, when it's an avatuma rather, is touching it, making a rishon, for sure, that is, they didn't didn't make a mistake either. So I understand that the Chag was asking him two questions. They got both right. But according to Rav, why in the case of a Sheret Tumma did they make a mistake? And whereas in the case of a Tameh Meis, they did not make a mistake. Meaning, why is there a chilik between their answers? Why did they know certain halachas and not others? Why did they get it wrong? So the Gemara says, meaning they got one right and one wrong. So if they don't understand anything, I got it. If they got everything right, I got it. Why do we assume that they got one right and one wrong? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvula, Bekin Ayu Betumas Meis, that they were in fact very knowledgeable in the halachas of Tumas Meis, Vein Bekin, but Tumas Sheretz. They weren't as knowledgeable in the halachas of Sheretz, because Sheretz, they didn't know that when something comes from a Sheretz, it can extend to Revi Bekodesh. They thought maybe it's less of a severe Tumas than Tumas Meis. Everyone knows Tumas Meis is Ochamar. Everyone knows about Tumas Meis. I mean, how many people even nowadays understand that there's Tumas Sheretz, that there's Shemona Shratzim, if they die and someone touches it, there's an extra, that's a level of Nava Tumas. If a person touches it, it becomes a Rishon. Because we're all Tumas Meis anyway, nowadays. But anyway, I'm just pointing out that it seems to be that that's a less understandable, less common Tumas, so they didn't know as much about it. Ravina Amar Hasim Revi Hachashish. No, Ravina could also explain that when it comes to the Sheretz, Chagai was asking them specifically at Ravi, and they didn't know about Ravi. When it comes to the Tamei Meis, Chagai was asking them at a Shlishi Tuma. That's referring to Tamei Meis, that the person himself was touched a dead body, which is Avi Avosa Tuma. In which case, the bread that touches it was going to become an Ava Tuma. Then the Nazir was going to become a Rishon, and then the wine was going to be a Sheni, the oil was going to be a Shlishi, and that they were familiar with the level of Shlishi. The second case that they were asking about was Ravi, that they weren't familiar with. They didn't know the lechas of Ravi of Tuma. So we answered either way. We explained why, according to Rav, they can make a mistake in one lacha and not the other. The Gemara continues now. Tashma, we can bring another raya for Shmuel with regards to what happened in the Hamshich of the Pesukim. Vayan Chaga Vayomer. So again, this is a kasha now in Shmuel. Sorry, I don't know if I said before. There's a kasha in Shmuel. Vayan Chaga Vayomer Kain Kena Amazev V'Kena Goyazev Lefanai Neum Hashem. So Chaga was telling him that this is how the people are before me. V'Kena Al Ma'isi Yadayim V'Asher Yikrivu Sham Tamehu. This is important. The Hamshich of the Pasuk is that everything they're doing is also Tameh. So now the Gemara says, now I understand this pasuk according to Rav. Bishlam the Rav Hainu Dechsev Tameh. This is why it says that they were Tameh, because at the end of the day they made these things were Tameh. Elo Shmuel, but Shmuel said the Kohen didn't make a mistake, so they didn't say it was Tameh. Am I Tameh? Why is the Lashon that just like what they said is Tameh? They didn't say it was Tameh. They said these things were okay and they were right about it. So why is it saying the Lashon of Tameh, even though they knew the Halachas of Taros? The Gemara says, no, Itumeh Kamisameh. Chagai was, Chandai was like astonished about this. He was saying that they were so careful the Halachas of Taros. They know Halachas so well. Why is what they're doing Tameh? Meaning he was praising them that they should, Hashem, you should really build the Beis HaMikdash and get ready for building Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, V'ha V'chein Kol Maseh Deim Ksiv. But the Pasuk says, and all of their things that they do is Tameh. It implies that they literally, the things they're doing are Tameh. Not that he's praising Klal Yisrael. So Gemara says, Amar Marzucha V'teim Rav Ashi Mitoch Shekukul Maseh. So in a Chanami, really, they said things that were right. However, their actions, their midos were terrible. So since their midos were terrible, their actions were so bad, it's Malay Makasov Ki'ilu Kribat Tumah. The Pasuk is saying as if they were going to bring all these Kabanos in a state of Tumah because they weren't doing things properly. So he was telling about the fact that everyone's going to sin during the second Beis HaMikdash. So he therefore was saying that the things they're going to do is like, we see this all over Yeshayahu in different Nevi'im. He kept saying, Ralamali Rozif Chachem. He kept saying, why are you bringing so many Kabanos? Hashem doesn't care about Kabanos. You know the Lachas. If you don't have good midos and you don't act to each other nicely and you start doing or Vodazar or different things that you're doing that anger Hashem, and he's not going to care about your karbonos that you bring. Same thing over here, that it's as if they brought a betumah because of the way they were acting. The Gemara continues, Gufa, going back to analyze the idea of the two versions of Yosef ben Yoezer. The Gemara says, Rav Tanimashke Beit Menachaya. Rav learned out that Yosef ben Yoezer's edus was going on the fact that the Beit Menachaya, the area where did the Shechita, that is going to be, those things going to become Tameh, Tahar, those are going to be Tahar rather, and the Shem and Viayin are going to be able to become Tameh on a Derabanan level. The Levi Tanimashke Beit Midbechaya. Levi taught that this is a reference to the things on the Mizbeach. Those things are going, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, that all the things that are brought on the Mizbeach, those are going to be Tahor, and that would include everything. Everything on the Mizbeach, which would include the blood, water, and obviously the wine and oil, all those things are brought on the Mizbeach, those are all going to be, those are going to remain Tahor. So the Gemara says, Levi, now analyzing Levi, honey, Chayisrael, like Shmuel. Now I understand if Levi holds like Shmuel, Damar Dachem, Meltame, Tumazachem, that the whole Edus of Yosef ben Yoezer was referring to only being Metame other things, that it itself being able to come, but it itself being able to acquire tuma and being susceptible to tuma is for sure the case. Levi is going to hold like Shmuel. It's going to come out that only to be matame acherim. That's what the Beimir Rechai is referenced to. That these things do not become, cannot be matame other things. Mishkachasla. Then you find that that would be the case as that the when it comes to the tuma of the oil that Chagai was talking about, the nagi kula barishon. The psukim of Chagai is telling you that if any of these things touched a rishon latuma, then they themselves would become tame, but they would not have the ability to impart tuma onto anything else. So there were two scenarios of Chagai. He didn't mean that a person touched the different levels, as we had mentioned before. It's that the person himself touched any of these items, making them a rishon latuma, and that's the cases. So then he was asking about that, those two halachas. That would be what Chagai was asking about. And then Chagai also asked, what about if a turban touches the bread and then of kachim, the Kohanim also would say that it's tameh. So the Gemara, rishon latuma. So the Gemara says, ela yisaver lekarav damar dachan mavash. But if you assume that Levi holds like Rav, who said that it meant that they're totally tahor and they're not even susceptible to tuma, then what in the world were the psukim of Chagai talking about? How could it be true that the oil is ever tameh on that level? So the Gemara says, "Echanami, right? Al karchav kishmos fele must be that Levi holds like Shmuel and he does not hold like Rav." And this nakuda that really when Yosef ben Ezra said dachan, he said that it's tahor only milatam achirim, but they themselves can become tameh. So the Gemara continues to Shita Shmuel. The Gemara says, Ula Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, who said that the Kohanim didn't make a mistake, so the Gemara says, Yanicha Yisavar like Rav. Now, I'll understand if he holds like Rav with regards to what exactly did, again, he disagrees with Rav in terms of can it impart tumah to something else, but what was Yosef ben Yezer's, what was his, anyway, his edus? Was it on Beit Midbachaya or Beit Midbachaya? On that Nakuda, does he agree with Rav or Levi? So if he holds like Rav, the Tani Mashke Beit Midbachaya, then if he understands that it's talking about the actual place where you do the Shechita, the blood and the water and the water, those things are going to be susceptible to tumah. Av mashke bin mechaya akrin and nami b'tamu. Sorry, they're not going to be susceptible to tumah, blood and water, but the only the liquids that are on the mizbeach, the wine and the oil, then those things can become tameh. So they can impart the tumah to something else. So then Shmuel needs to explain the reason that the Kohanim didn't make a mistake is because then you have a shaila of the chamishi. However, Ravi dulo avid chamishi. Then Ravi is not making a chamishi. A shlishi avid Ravi, but a shlishi would in fact make a Ravi. So I understand why there's a very room to understand that the sukkim chagai that they made a mistake. Ella e sorry, they did not make a mistake because that the chiddush is that they would have thought maybe it goes up until chamishi. The answer is no, it didn't go up to chamishi. Ella sever kalevi. If Shmuel holds like Levi, the Tanim Mashke Beit Mechaya, who taught that Yosef ben Uezer's aegis was going on the liquids of the mizbeach and therefore wine and oil cannot become tameh either. My iri ravi delav chamishi. Then wait a second. So what's the whole chiddush of the pasuk b'chlal? It's not a ravi not being able to make a chamishi. Even a sheni v'shlishi nami lavde. If they can only become tameh, that means that they can only become a rishon, and the clock will stop there. That everything will stop there. They can't make a sheni. They can't make a shlishi. They can't do anything. So therefore, even if you have a question that was regards to shlishi, the Kohanim would answer would have been correct. So what's the chiddush that they didn't know about that they knew the halacha about a chamishi? That zikr, that's for sure going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Al karva karavs really. And Achanami, we have to hold that Shmuel is going to hold like Rav, that Yosef ben Uezer's edus was rather going on bay mitbachaya. It was not going on the mizbeach, rather it was going on the fact that the blood and the water, those are going to be able to those are going to stay tahor. However, bay mitbachaya, the mizbeach, would in fact become tamei. Now the Gemara continues. Gemara says Tanakh Vasid Rav and Tanakh Vasid that both Levi and Rav have a precedent in Tanaim to assume their edus was correct about Yosef ben Uezer. The Gemara says Tanakh Vasid Levi when it comes to the raya for Levi because it says Adam vayayin vashemen vamayim, blood, wine, oil, and water, mashke be mid bachaya, which are the liquids of the mizbeach shenitbu bevifnim veotzian lechutz. If they were become tamei inside the Beis Hamikdash and someone took them out, tahorin, it sounds like they're going to remain tar because it sounds like these things were fundamentally tar. So even when I took them out, they're going to remain in their status of something that cannot be susceptible to tumah. However, what if they were nit mechutz v'chnisa v'fnim? These things were got tamei outside the Beis Hamikdash and then someone brought them in, then they would remain tamei even though blood and water inside the Beis Hamikdash are not going to be metame. This would be Levi's version that all the liquids are going. Do we have dam, yain, shemen, and mayim? All four things are mentioned are going to be mentioned over here as something that is not susceptible to tumah in the base of Mikdash. That's clearly what it sounds like from this brisa. Now, so the Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true though? The Gemara says, Aini, is it really true that if something was brought into the base of Mikdash and take it out, it's going to remain tahor? V'amar Rabbi Shub and Levi, Rabbi Shub Levi says, Mashke Beimid Bechaya, if you have the liquids of the Mizbeach, lo Amru Dach and Alma Bekoman, when are they going to stay remain tahor? Only in the base of Mikdash. However, doesn't that sound like my love between the Mitzvah and Chutz? It sounds like if you took them out of the base of Mikdash, in a Chanami, they would remain Tame. The Gemara answers, lo, Lemutin Nitbu Bechutz Vechnisim Bifnim. It's referring to exclude a case where you took them outside and then someone brought them back in. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, Bahama Kama Kama, but Rabbi Shub and Levi said that they are Tahara in their place. That clearly implies that if you take them out of their place, even if they started off in a state of Tahara, then they would become Tame after that point. So the Gemara says, Halchi Kamar, so you have to add the words. Rabbi Yeshub and Levi is now adding the words, lo amru, we're adding the words to Rabbi Yeshub and Levi, lo amru, dachan ela she nitme'u bimkoman. If you add the words nitme'u, it's specifically analyzing the fact that they're tar, where they were tame in their place. That implies that if they're tar, tame rather, if they supposed to be tame in the Beis HaMikdash, that would not, in fact, become tame even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara continues quoting the version of Rav and bring a support for that. Tanakh Vasi Rav, the Rabbis is supporting Rav, which says, Adam v'amayim, if you have blood and water, mashke beit mitbachaya. Now we're discussing the liquids of specifically the area where we did the Shechita in the northern part of the Mizbech. Not on Mizbech, Shnitmos, this is only talking about blood and water. If they become tame, bin bekelim, bin bekarka, whether we're talking about a kli, whether in the ground, tahorin, those are going to remain tahor. So Rabbi Shimon, Omer bekelim tmeim. Rabbi Shimon says that when it comes to if these liquids are in a kli, they're going to become tame. But if they're in the ground, they're going to be tahar. The price over here is following Rav's version of Yosef ben Ezer that liquids of Beit Mitbachaya are going to not become tame. Now the Gemara continues. So that basically we finished the first part of this. So now the Gemara wants to analyze, going back to the three shittas that we had before about Tumas Mashkin, what can they be matame? The Gemara says, Amar of Papa, filo l'man da Amar Tumas Mashkin deraisa. Even the one who says that the Tumah, when it comes to liquids, is deraisa, the Mashke Beit Midrachai Alchaz HaGemirah, that even he said before, is that even he is going to agree that the Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash was Alach HaLamosha Messinai, that it's not going to be susceptible to Tumah. Amar Zakashin Rav Papa, Amar Lei Rav Huna, Breid Rav Natan, Rav Papa, Vilahada Kamar Rabbi Elazar. That which Rabbi Elazar says, Ein Tumah Lamashkin Kol Iker. It says that the Tumah doesn't apply to liquids at all under a deraisa law. Teda, you can know this. Sharei, Heid Yosef Ben Yoezer, Ish Tzrei Dal Mashke Beit Mechaya Dachan. Yosef Ben Yoezer says that liquids from the butchering, the area where they do the shechita and the butchering, that is going to remain tar. Now, if you're going to tell me that the lacha is a lacha l'moshe m'sinai, mi garmina mina. How are we allowed to learn from here that the whole raya that Rav Yosef ben Ezra was bringing was from the fact that Beit Mitbachaya is tar, you can apply it to everything else. If this was an exception in the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, then why in the world would this be a rule to apply it to everywhere else? It's an exception. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai specifically over here, only these things are going to become tahar. So the Gemara, and not be susceptible to tumah. The Gemara says, Amar l'Ravina l'Ravashi, another Kashin Rav Papa, Vihar Rabbi Shimon, Damar Tumas Mashkin the Raisa. Rabbi Shimon says the Tumas Mashkin is the Raisa. Tisanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon says, Lekelim Tahorim. In regards to utensils that have become touched by tummy liquids, they are going to be Tahor in a case of a Safik. La'ochlin Tmeyar, in regards to foods, they are tummy. We see that he holds that case would be deraisa. If it's a safek deraisa l'chumra, he's going to tell you to be machmer on the foods. V'hacha kamar Rabbi Shimon b'kelim t'mayin b'karka t'or, and yet he makes a chilek between the fact that when it comes to kelim, they're going to be tamei. However, karka, if they were in the ground, they are going to be tahor. So we see from over here that we're making a difference. If the halacha was halacha l'moshe m'sinai, why would Rabbi Shimon ale bekelim ale karka? Why would Rabbi Shimon be making a chiluk in the two different halachas? Clearly, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai would have told you that it just doesn't apply to these liquids. It wouldn't matter if it's bekarka or bekelim. How they are formulated? If they were in the kli or they were in the ground? So the Gemara says, you're right. Kasha, that these are kashas on Rav Papa, and Rav Papa seems to have a problem with these questions. Interesting, Rambam, kashas, we pointed out, aren't always a way to reject something. The Rambam actually is going to pass on like Rav Papa, even though we leave this off as a kasha. The Gemara continues now, Amar Rav Papa, Hadamash Bekarka Tahorim. Now, analyzing, going back to analyze what we said with Rav Shiva, and Rav Shimon said that anything that the liquids that are gathered in the ground, they're going to become Tahor. Loshon Elamayim, that's only with regards to water of Aldam. Aldam, however, blood that's gathered in the ground is still going to become Tame. So the Gemara says, "Amayim nami," and even water, that's only when it's gathered in the ground. Is lo amar ela davi revius. Only when you have a revius, because the chazil hatbel mechitim etzinuros. Because this revius is the minimum amount that you can theoretically tovel needles and forks. Aval lo avi revius tmein. However, if they don't have revius, we tell me this is a fundamental shaila over here is that we see from over here that a revius fundamentally is enough to be is fundamentally enough to use as tara for a mikvah. That's why it's keilu. It's like a mikvah. That's why we're saying it's not mitame. So this is a shaila. It's midareisa. That's for Caleb. So does that extend to an adam midareisa? An adam midareisa as long as he can fit in that water, that's going to be the dereisa. Or 40 saw is even dereisa. Shaila in the Rishonim. And also, it sounds from over here that Tosfos point out the difference between water and blood seems to indicate that water. Shiuvim, this is water Shiuvim still, and Shiuvim seems to be not absol derabana, not absol deresa. So that's also seems to come out of here. Many Rishonim though disagree. I think we hold the Maisa, we do, we assume that psul Shiuvim is deresa. This Tosa suggests maybe psul Shiuvim is only derabana. Either way, the Mark continues, Amar Mar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lekol Tameh, the Mirus of Rabbi Yehuda, that everything's going to come Tameh. This sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold Tumas Mashkin, Tameh, Tumas Kelim, deresa, that the ability to contaminate other utensils, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is on a deresa level. It's not really true though. The Mishnah tells us, Kola Kelim, Shiesh Lam Achayav Atoch, any kli which has an outer and inner. So kigon hakar maksos v'asakon or matab, like such as pillows, cushions, sacks, leather, other things. Nitmatocho, nitmagabo. Nitmagabo, lo nitmatocho. If the outside was tamei, then if the inside was tamei, then the outside is not necessarily going to be tamei. Then the outside would be tamei. However, nitmagabo, if the outside becomes tamei, the inside is not going to become tamei. Amar Yehuda b'Medrash, remember, when is that too? Shenit b'machmas mashkim. When can you make the chilek between the outside and the inside? Is when they were mitame through liquids. Aval nitma b'machmas sheretz. However, if they were mitame in the case of a sheretz, which is an avatuma, that's being mitame over here, nitmatocho, nitmagabo. That any part, if it touches any part of the kli, the whole kli is going to become tame. Nitmagabo, nitmatocho. So the Gemara is going to flesh out the question. If Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that tame, the tame liquids to contaminate other, to make other things tame is deresa mali. What's the difference? It's in the machmas mashkim, in the machmas sheretz. What does it matter if it's machmas sheretz or it's machmas mashkim? In either case, we should hold both of them are going to become deresa tame. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmura Chazav Rabbi Yehuda." If to assume that Rabbi Yehuda actually retracted his rule, and Yechanami said that really that to tame others is going to be derabanan. Ravina says another answer. Ravina Mar Lolam Lohad. Really, Rabbi Yehuda didn't go back on what he said. Ha b'mashkim by machmas yadayim, ha b'machmas sheretz. That was. When that case, the one the last rule that he said, which implies that they can are going to only be derabanan, that's with regards to machmas yadayim. The hands became tameh through yadayim. That we know everyone is agreeing is a derabanan. Ha, but mashkim machmas sheretz, that which implies that it's going to be deraisa. That's even when they became tameh on account of a sheretz, that would be deraisa. So Gemara is going to ask Ihachi, and Rosh Hashem will pick up with the Ihachi. We'll quickly run to the Ihachi, and then we'll stop there. So we're going over a little bit. Ihachi, Ad Tanaman, Ramam Shem, Sheretz. So that doesn't line up stylistic with the Braisa itself. The Braisa says that where, what are we talking about? When they were liquids. In that case, that we're going to say that's Tami. Liflag, Menevavdita, but the Mishnah should have said, Minei Bey, stay in the same halacha. It should have said, remember when it said this halacha, B'machim, Menevavdita, Yadayim. When they become Tame because of the hands, because that's the rabbanan of a mashkin mamachmas sheretz. Nitmatocha, nitmagava, nitmagava, nitmatocha. Why does Rabbi Yehuda switch the halacha to be not discuss liquids anymore? It can't be that he was talking about liquids. Ela mechorta k'tishmei kar. We reject the opinion of Ravina, and therefore we say chazar bar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does in fact hold it's the rabbanan. Okay, Mirtz Hashem will pick up Yibayilu, Bez Hashem tomorrow.